Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. So yes, I finally saw it. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, of course. Oh, Mary! Exclamation point. The enormously popular off-to-on-Broadway show, now at the Lyceum Theater, where it sells out every performance. Cole Escola has penned and stars in this 80-minute intermissionless comedy about the former First Lady, here portrayed as a drunk, a sexpot, clueless, what Civil War? South of what? She asks, and mostly a wannabe cabaret singer. My cup of tea? Well, not really, but there's no doubt that the audience laughs hysterically at every punchline. As for the characters, we have Mary, Abe, of course, and a handsome young drama teacher named Booth. Yep, that one. Lots of promiscuous goings-on between the trio as well, but all in good body burlesque style fun. Anyway, good luck grabbing a seat. A very different experience is Ain't Done Bad at Pershing Square Center on 42nd Street. This dance show is beautifully choreographed by and stars Jacob Carr, K-A-R-R. No dialogue here, not unlike the recent shows Illinois and Message in a Bottle. In this case, the 75 minutes are performed to the country western music of Orville Peck. Now, he's a proudly gay cowboy, much respected in that field. This is impressive modern dance by an amazingly talented company. Ain't Done Bad is much more than that, and up until the end of the month. Then I was off to the Lower East Side for a pre-existing condition at the tiny Connolly Theater that's connected to a school. This is a compelling, unusual production. The great actress Marin Ireland is the playwright of this piece about a woman dealing with sexual abuse. Now, three of the performers, Sarah Steele, Greg Keller, and Dale Orlandersmith, are all recognizable and play key roles regularly. The main role, that of the victim, is being portrayed by a rotating group of excellent actresses. Now, I saw one of the best in the biz, Edie Falco, because that actress is always new to the cast. I mean, the actress who's playing the lead role is always new to the cast. She holds her script. And you know what? It doesn't distract or detract. This is a tight 90 minutes in a small, unadorned space, but it is the words that matter. I don't want to forgive or forget. This show could keep extending, but apparently is just with us till the end of the month. And then my week ended on Broadway. On Broadway, the newest show to open. Well, new again. This is the one that made Carol Burnett famous. Yes, Once Upon a Mattress is back. This time starring the remarkably mobile and busy Sutton Foster, supported by one of my favorites, Michael Urias, the prince seeking a partner. This production comes straight from its brief Encores engagement earlier this year, like Chicago did, in fact. And let's not forget that Chicago is still running on Broadway. The orchestra is on stage. The set is minimal, nothing fancy here. The show itself is a pretty damn hilarious one. Just this side of corny. Well, enough corn to satisfy even youngsters. And there were youngsters there. Hey, I laughed more than I did at Oh Mary, but as we all know, humor is totally subjective. I don't know how long this one will remain at the Hudson, since Sutton Foster goes from show to show quicker than anyone else working today. And speaking of Broadway, there's always news regarding future projects, beginning with Death Becomes Her, the new musical adapted from the 1992 horror comedy film, Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn, that sound familiar? Well, it's completed casting for its move here to New York. The production will begin performances at the L'Enfantin Theater on October 23rd. The show, which did premiere in Chicago recently, will star Megan Hilty, Jennifer Seemod, Christopher Sieber, and former Destiny's Child member, Michelle Williams. And then there is cult favorite Stranger Things. That's Netflix's enormously popular sci-fi drama. Well, that one too is coming to Broadway in a new form. The three-hour drama, already running in London, is a prequel of sorts set in 1959, so 24 years before the streaming series begins. The play's full title is Stranger Things, The First Shadow. Like the TV series, it takes place in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana, and features the streamer's adult characters when they were high school students. Let me say that early last year, I reviewed an off-Broadway ditty called Stranger Sings, which was a hit for quite a while here. So obviously, this one could go in multiple directions. And more big names coming to our big stages. Glengarry Glen Ross, David Mamet's Pulitzer Prize-winning drama about the world of unscrupulous real estate folks in New York. You know any of those? Anyway, it's returning to Broadway next spring. Kieran Culkin, who won the Emmy for playing a scheming son of a media titan in Succession, will be featured alongside Bob Odenkirk, the Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul star, and Bill Burr, one of today's most successful stand-up comics. That's quite a cast. The production, which will be the fourth Glengarry outing on Broadway, the last I saw, I think, starred Al Pacino. Anyway, it's to be directed by Patrick Marber, a Tony Award winner for Tom Stoppard's Leopoldstadt last year. Speaking of old shows, finding new ways in, I guess that's a theme today, the upcoming production of Thornton Wilder's Our Town, directed by Kenny Leon, has completed casting. It will be led by Jim Parsons as stage manager, Zoe Deutsch as Emily Webb, and Katie Holmes as Mrs. Webb. That one goes up in September. My God, Our Town. I think the last time I saw it, Paul Newman was the stage manager. Finally, let me draw your attention to a tiny new film available on Apple TV. It's called Ghostlight. Now, it's beginning to draw some notices. I have spoken here before about being so touched when I come across small groups of community members who get together, well, to put on a show. I spoke specifically about one in St. Michael's in Maryland when I attended a rehearsal to watch those folks, all who have regular city jobs, preparing their next dramatic venture. Well, Ghostlight is about how just such an unlikely group and their newest production not only happens, but manages to heal a broken family. I suggest you check out Ghostlight. Anyway, and I suggest you get yourself to a community stage near you. You'd be surprised where they might be hiding. And I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.